Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Let's be seated in the presence of the Almighty God. Amen. I bless the Almighty God for giving us another chance to be in the land of the living, to have transitioned from the first half of year 2016 and to begin the second half of year 2016. When I woke up this morning, I said, thank you, Lord. Who would have thought that half of this year is already gone? And by his mercies and grace, we are here today. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Father, breathe upon your word one more time as we examine your word and teach us. Let's experience your glory, indeed, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Exodus chapter 24 from verse 16. The theme for this festival of life is the fullness of his glory. For the convention, for those of us who were there, we know the theme for the convention is in his fullness. In his fullness encompasses everything that God is full of. One of the things God is full of is glory. God is full of glory, glorious in holiness. He says, glorious God, marvelous God, praise ye the Lord. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day, he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Next verse. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. The last verse. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses was in the 40 days and 40 nights. Let's stop there for now. When we talk about the glory, we've just been told that there are different kinds of glory. We're not going into different kinds of glory. What is glory? The first question, what is glory? I was trying to look at the definition of glory in the book, in the Webster dictionary. And he's talking about the praise, the public honor. God is full of glory. God can show forth his praises in our lives. And God, everything he does, bring him praises. And so, God's presence signifies his glory. In this little account that we read here, Moses was called up onto the mountain as we came tonight. When we go to the place of prayer, it's on the mountaintop. We came tonight to meet with the Lord on the mountain. And as Moses was with the Lord, the Bible told us that the cloud of glory came. Sometimes God comes in the form of cloud of glory. And one of the references was made there when the ministers, they were singing with one accord. The cloud of glory came into the midst of the people and the ministers could not preach by reason of the presence of the glory of God. The glory of God came. Let's go back to verse 16. And in that process, God called out to Moses. If you read the account earlier, God had told him to go to the mountain. But when God came down, he called him out. God called him out. Where the glory of God is, God speaks. That is why tonight I am so sure that God is going to speak to somebody tonight. In the name of Jesus. What God speaks to me is different from what he speaks to you. And so we need to tune up to receive from the King of Glory. Amen. God spoke. when he came down. The presence of God is what makes difference. The glory of God in form of a cloud signifies his presence. And that is what makes difference in the life of Joseph, for instance. When you read the account of Joseph, what turned him around and his destiny around is the presence of the Almighty God. It didn't matter the challenges Joseph faced. As soon as he received the word, God spoke. I said, God will speak to you. God spoke to him in the form of a dream. You're going to be great. You're going to be this. But guess what? The hell was let loose as if he would never live to fulfill his destiny. I have good news for somebody here tonight. If it seems that what God has said is truncating, the Lord will bring it to fruition in Jesus' name. The presence of God was with Joseph, even when he was thrown into the pit by his brothers. The presence of God was with Joseph when he was sold into slavery. There was no way he could have imagined when he was away from his family that his brethren would come and bow down to him. No way. The presence of God was going with him. The presence of God was what made way for him to get to the throne in his ministry. Brethren, tonight I submit to you, you need the glory of God in your life. You need the presence of God in your life. Moses cried after this encounter. They were in their journey to the promised land. I don't know what your promised land is. And they encamped. And Moses, having understood when the presence of God doesn't go with them, they suffer defeat. It is possible that maybe what we are going through and it appears things are not working right, we are not carrying enough presence of God. Moses cried. He said, God, if your presence will not go with me, don't let us move another step forward. Don't let us move another step forward. And God showed him his glory. And that was the prayer we prayed this evening. God, show me your glory. God, show me your glory. So we are talking in terms of the fullness of his glory in my family and in my finances, in our finances. The fullness of his glory in our finances. We've been able to establish the fact that the glory of God can come in form of a cloud in his presence and it show forth the presence of God in our lives. Psalm verse chapter 24 from verse 7. Psalm chapter 24 from verse 7. The glory of God in our families. The Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Next verse. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. The next question is, why will God be fighting a battle when he has created everything for his pleasure? God goes into battle on behalf of his children. And that is why the gates are kind of obstacle. You want to go into a gated apartment. If you don't have the gate code pass, you cannot go there. You better know the gate, otherwise you will be outside. Brethren, I want you to understand this. That there are gates that are limiting us. But the King of glory wants us to go in. And he's going to fight all your battles for you in the name of Jesus. Brethren, there are battles of life. There are battles of life. God has spoken to you. I tell you the truth, the enemy will fight tooth and nail to want to derail what God has said to you. Except God has not spoken. Except God has not spoken. The Bible says, in our family, The glory of God will come because the King of Glory will fight for us. He will fight our battles for us. I declare to you tonight, the Lord will fight your battles for you. The Lord told them when they got to the Red Sea, he said, I will fight for you and you will hold your peace. We can never, by our own strength, win Satan. We don't have the wherewithal to fight Satan. But God will fight for us. And we will hold our peace. In the name of Jesus. Tonight, brethren, I want you to hold God by the hand, the King of Glory. He wants to show his presence in you. He said, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, who has been called out of darkness, that you may show forth the presence of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That is why Jesus Christ called us. And tonight, if we have defied all odds, we left everything and we came here tonight to meet with the King of Glory, submit to him tonight and let him fight for you in Jesus' name. I prophesy by the time we come back next month, our battle will be turned to testimonies. In the name of Jesus! The fullness of his glory in our family. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. In our family, the Bible says, arise! Shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Next verse. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Say to yourself, the glory of God shall be seen upon me. The glory of God shall be seen upon me. Brother, there is glory of Solomon, the Bible talks. The glory of Solomon shone all the way from Middle East across the whole world, and the other kings of his time came to pay homage to him. That's somebody shining. Shining. God said, enough of sitting down. Arise! And shine. Your light is come. We are in the season of glory in this house. I say we are in the season of glory in this house. And your glory will shine in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever you do, you lay your hands upon, the Lord will prosper it. And you will excel in the name of Jesus. What does it mean, the glory to shine? People went to the same university of Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. 3-4 Hebrew children. Because they carried the presence of God to that university, they were 10 times better than their mates. That's the glory shining right there. I say to all those who are taking one exam tonight or the other, students, your glory will shine. In the name of Jesus, you will excel above your equal. In the name of Jesus. He said, arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of his fullness in our finances. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. The glory of his fullness in our finances. He said, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. If Bible is saying according to the riches of his glory, God is rich in glory. He has a glory for you, he has a glory for me. He has a glory for him, he has a glory for her. And he can never run out of glory. Everything we need, the Bible says, because of the riches of his glory, is going to meet your need. In the name of Jesus, what you need, I have no idea, but God knows. Tonight, as we come to meet with the King of Glory, talk to him. Lord, I get it from you tonight. is rich and is able to meet all your needs. The Bible says 1,000 cattle on the hill, they belong to him. He says, silver and gold, they are mine. There is nothing God wants that he cannot give to you. The earth and the fullness thereof, and all that they are in. Brother, in our finances, God wants to show himself strong. In the name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, it takes just a little faith to release and tap into what God wants to do for your life. You are going to pray a prayer tonight, and you're going to tell yourself you will never live a mediocre life for the rest of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because God shall abundantly supply. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said, the devil come not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I come that they may have life and they may have it in abundance. In the name of Jesus. Say, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ever see, think, or desire. Above, no matter how wide your imagination is, God can do more than that. In the name of Jesus Christ. Proverbs 25 and verse 2. Proverbs 25 and verse 2. The Bible says that it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of the king is to search out the matter. The glory of God, what it takes for you to prosper, is within you. And you need to discover it. Because the Bible says you are the king, you are the priest unto our Lord Jesus Christ. It is his glory to deposit it in you, but you need to figure it out. Mark Zuckerberg thought when he go to the Ivy League University, he's going to become great. But something inside of him started thinking about Facebook. It became great. It became great. God conciliating, and is the honor of the king to search it out. Moses was asking God, how shall I deliver these people from Pharaoh? God said, what do you have in your hand? What you need to be great is in your hand. Lift up your hand to the Almighty God and ask, Lord, bless my hand in the name of anything I touch. In the next second, tell God and say, Lord, my hand, bless my hand in the name of Jesus. Anything I touch in the name of Jesus, it shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, it shall prosper. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible said the land we yield is increase. The Bible says everywhere the source of my feet shall tread upon shall be given for me for inheritance. That is for you tonight. Brethren, the Lord wants to prosper us because of the riches of his glory. And another prayer you are going to pray in the next 1 second. Open my eyes. Maybe you are in the wrong place at this time. But when God opens your eyes to where you should be, you will just be flying. Open your mouth and pray to the Almighty God and say, Lord, Father, open my eyes, oh God. Open my eyes to those resources and those things that you want me to know. In the name of Jesus, open my eyes, oh God. Open my eyes. Open my eyes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. There is a level God wants to bring you to. The Bible says from one glory to another. You have not seen anything yet. God wants to take you to another level of glory. Open my eyes, oh God, to the next level of glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. John chapter 2, verse 11. John chapter 2, verse 11. Jesus said, I've manifested your glory unto them. So, you're going to tell the Almighty God again tonight, God, I want you to manifest your glory in my life. Your glory, I want you to manifest it in my life. Say, it has been manifested for his glory. When Jesus went to the Cana of Galilee, before when he started his ministry, the first miracle he performed, the Bible says he manifested his glory. Brethren, you're going to cry throughout the time of prayer tonight again, that God, I want you to manifest your glory in my life. In the name of Jesus. Quickly, I will just tell you one or two things because our time is up. When God brings out your glory, you got to return the glory to him. Because he said, the glory belongs to me, and I will not share it with any man. Praise the Lord. I will not share my glory with any human being. And so, Herod, when God elevated him, he started speaking when he wore the royal apparel. And the people said, you are speaking like a god. And the Bible says, because he did not give glory to God, worms started eating him, even alive. And he died being eaten alive. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. God, every now and then, keeps reminding us, when I have blessed you, don't forget me. That I am the one who gave you power to prosper. I'm the one who gave you visa to come to US. I am the one who gave you the job that you are doing. I am the one who has brought you to where you are. Remember when you were nobody. Return the glory to me. When it is the time to give testimony, you got to come and say, Lord, unto you alone be the glory. Let's bow down our heads to pray one more time. The King of glory is here. The King and the cloud of glory is here. I'd like you to pray one more time. Lord, envelop me with your glory. When Moses was enveloped with the glory of God, he came out, his face was shining. And people knew he had had an encounter with the Lord overnight. I want you to pray, by the time you will be returning home tonight, people will know that you have visited with the King of glory. Under the cloud of glory. In this house tonight. In the name of Jesus. The cloud of glory. Father, Lord Jesus, that as we return home, we go home in your glory and your praises. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know you are having a meeting with the King of glory. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
In that light, before we go to the next session, we're going to show our gratitude to God. During the time of this short word ministration, I believe the Lord has touched somebody. I believe the glory of God has started working in you. I believe we are under the cloud of His glory. And I want us to appreciate the Almighty God to bring our substance to say, Lord, I just want to thank you thus far. The Bible says, He will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So it's time to give our offering. If you have tithe, you want to give it, bring it to the presence of the Almighty God. We will receive it in the name of the Lord. Never we come to the presence of God empty-handed. I'd like you to tap into this glorious movement right now. He's the glorious God. He's the marvelous God. Father, we thank you in the name of... Anybody wants to give tithe tonight, you come so that we can receive it in the name of the Lord. Under this cloud of glory. Under this cloud of glory. I'd like you to come forward. We receive it in the name of Jesus. The glory of God is here. He will brood upon you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Makabo shete reke boko bosi tari brakadesh. Like broko doko bobo shida eke broko sadara makashinde reke bo. Father, we receive this tithe in the name of Jesus. Under this cloud of glory, Father, we pray that your blessings will rest upon this, O God, Father, based on the promise that you have made to us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus.